My Responsibility to America. In 2016, can one be expected to have any degree of responsibility to America? My contention is that regardless of changing times and circumstances, every American inherits, from our founding fathers, a responsibility to uphold the ideals they set forth in the founding of this truly unique nation. America is a dream in four dimensions, a living, breathing concept made flesh in the hearts and wills of its people, without whom she would cease her reign. As such, my responsibility to America is personal, parental, and one of guardianship and preservation for the next generation. How can I take this so personally? Perhaps it is because I am the recipient of a gift that most females around the world can only dream of: ability. My responsibility to America is my ability to respond to America, her hopes, her dreams, her expectations. America hopes for all who seek freedom, the right to live and breathe free from oppression, the expectation of submission, and the denial of human dignity. America dreams for her people a land where anyone may become anything that they can imagine for themselves, and her expectations that her ideals will be protected, preserved intact, and passed to future generations as a national treasure. As an American, the keys to the stronghold of this precious democracy are in my possession. Before handing over these keys to me, America does not ask me if I am dark-skinned or light-skinned. It does not care whether I am male or female, and it requires of me no certain faith, other than that in one's faith of their ability to maximize their own potential. This ability to maximize my potential to the benefit of myself, my family, and my community is my responsibility to America. To seek the high road, to conquer the hard task, and to fight the good fight is my responsibility to America. To weave this process of becoming into the fabric of a nation is my responsibility to America. It is a gift I must nurture, not a heavy weight I must bear. An American cannot wait to be a certain age to ready oneself for engagement in this process. Patriots are raised from the ground up. My responsibility to America means that I have a duty to receive patriotism and to pass that on to my children. To grow them in the knowledge that America exists only because we say it does, because we believe it does, because patriots like myself are willing to stand in the way of anyone, anything, or any ideal that threatens to take it away. We do this for love of what we've been gifted, not because we share any tribal or ethnic bonds. That would be too easy. We are e pluribus unum, out of many, one. No other country in the world could have pulled that off. America has woven together a coat of many colors that anyone who loves freedom is able to wear. Though the concept of America is a heady one, it is also a tangible and rock-solid thing. It is on that rock that we build our citadel of freedom. It is the craftsmanship and guardianship of that citadel which is my responsibility to America.